The message for the Lenten season in this passage is, this gospel passage is very clear. Jesus is coming into our midst, and as he was coming into the midst of the, you know, Jerusalem, the religious authorities obviously were very threatened by him because precisely of his ministry of exorcisms and miracles, his healing ministry. And those two ministries in particular had gained him, you know, not just considerable fame, I mean, immense fame, certainly throughout the northern regions, you know, of Galilee, and down into even some of the pagan territories. And so the Pharisees have to come up with an excuse, you know, of how in the world, if this guy is not operating by the power and the hand of God, then how in the world can he do these things? And the interesting point is that Jesus does not, when he does his healing miracles and his exorcisms, he does not do it by invoking God's power. He does it by his own authority and power, by saying, "I say to you, get out of the man. I say to you, little girl, rise up," and so forth. And it's in this way that Jesus is completely different from any other Old Testament prophet that's ever lived. Any Old Testament prophet, particularly the two great miracle prophets, Elisha and Elijah, did so by invoking God's power. But Jesus, by doing this by his own power, and then having such a prolific ministry of healings and exorcisms, right, he has become a real pain to the Pharisees. They have to find an explanation. And I think, you know, you have two possibilities. One is a disingenuous one, and one is a genuine one. The genuine one is to say, gosh, I have no explanation, you know, other than God had to do this. And the other one, the disingenuous one, is to say the power he uses is Beelzebul, the prince of demons, to which Jesus has an easy retort. How can a kingdom divided against itself stand? Right? So the idea is, you know, how in the world, you know, that argument is, you know, contradictory on the face of it, prima facie. It's just a complete contradiction that you could be using the power of Satan to drive out Satan. I mean, and Jesus even challenged this hypocrisy and said, "Do your own fathers do it this way?" And so, of course, they're caught in their hypocrisy. They're caught in their inauthenticity. And Jesus doesn't say, "Therefore, you guys are in real trouble." What he says is, "But if it is by the power of God that I'm casting out Satan, then know that the kingdom of God is upon you. I am bringing the kingdom of God in my own person into this world, which is going to dispel Satan." And then, of course, if that's the truth, there's only one response. Put your faith in him. And if you don't, the authenticity, your inauthenticity, the hypocrisy is immediately revealed. Do the Pharisees see this? In a sense, they do. But they're in a gang. They're in a group of people who's bent upon protecting their authority. And it's just inconceivable that this person who's going around hanging out with sinners, healing the sick, and talking about the primacy of love could be really the Messiah. Not just the Messiah, but the one with the power and the authority to bring the kingdom of God into the world by his presence. We can either be persuaded by ourselves or persuaded by the facts and the beauty of the message. And it seems that many chose one, but some Pharisees chose the other, the authentic path, and put their faith in him. The Lenten message, you know, we just have to be more attentive to the facts and to the goodness of the message than sort of to that inner voice within ourselves, so that we can try to be as authentic as we can and as, you know, truthful as we can to the message that God is trying to give us. a really difficult thing to do in many circumstances. Because I don't know about you, but my voice inside me is really loud. And so, of course, I got to sort of let God get in with an even louder voice so that I can find the joy and the beauty and the goodness of the truth he offers. Amen.